not on the web page. Yes. Okay, so there are buttons here to load the first of all, different semiconductors, and a semiconductor is defined by, okay, a semiconductor is defined by the effective density of states and the temperature dependence of the band gap. And then by pressing on this button, you can load in the difference in energy between the conduction band and the donor state. And with these buttons, you can load in the difference in energy between the valence band and the acceptor energy. Okay, so this is just for some typical values. Of course, you can put in some other semiconductor. If you know the effective density of states and the temperature dependence of the band gap and these other parameters, you can put it in and get the plot you want. And now we've got a p-doped semiconductor. So here it's got more acceptors than donors. So it's p-doped, and at low temperatures, the chemical potential starts down by the valence band. It's almost linear. You can see it's not quite linear, but it's almost linear. That was that simple formula that we have for it. Up into a certain temperature where there are as many electrons that are excited across the gap as there are acceptors, because the acceptors were determining the number of holes in the valence band. And when there are as many holes due to thermal excitations across the gap as there are from the dopant atoms that have been put in, then you get this change in behavior here, and then up here it's intrinsic semiconductor. And then once you know what the chemical potential is, you can put that into these two formulas here and calculate N and P as a function of temperature, which is the further down in this plot. Right, so this is the logarithm as a function of temperature, and on this side it's the same thing except it's plotted as 1 over temperature. And for the intrinsic behavior, this 1 over temperature plot gives you almost straight lines here. So that's why this is typically used. But also here you see this constant temperature range in the extrinsic regime.